Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is James 1, 12 to 18. James chapter 1, verse 12 to 18. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. My theme for reflection is the battle within. The battle within. I once heard a story about a little boy who was caught sneaking a cookie from the jar after his mother had told him not to. When asked why he did it, he replied, "The devil made me do it." His mother, unimpressed, shook her head and said, "Son, the devil might have whispered in your ear, but you still picked up the cookie." James 1, 12 to 18 reminds us that temptation does not come from God, nor is it something outside of us that we can always blame on the devil. The real battle lies within us, within our own desires. James tells us that each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. The problem is not just external temptation, but internal inclination. James was writing to early Christians who were struggling under persecution and trials. He reassured them that those who persevere through hardship will receive the crown of life, God's eternal reward. But he also issued a warning. Trials can produce endurance, but they can also expose weaknesses. Hard times do not just test our faith, they reveal what is in our hearts. If our desires are aligned with God, we grow stronger. If we allow sinful desires to control us, they give birth to sin, and ultimately sin leads to death. Think about it. Most of the temptations we face are connected to our own desires. The desire for comfort can lead to laziness. The desire for affirmation can lead to dishonesty. The desire for control can lead to manipulation. The desire for pleasure can lead to indulgence. The enemy does not need to create new temptations. He simply uses what is already in our hearts. I once met a man who had struggled with addiction for years. He told me, "I used to think my problem was alcohol, but then I realized alcohol was just my escape. My real problem was that I did not trust God with my pain, so I numbed it." His words reflect exactly what James is saying. Our struggles often stem from misplaced desires. The issue is not just what we do, but why we do it. But James does not leave us without hope. He reminds us of God's goodness. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. In other words, God is not withholding good things from us. He is not trying to make life difficult. On the contrary, he is the source of every good gift. The problem is that we sometimes look for those gifts in the wrong places, through shortcuts and sinful choices, rather than trusting God's timing and provision. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "We are half-hearted creatures fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered us, we are far too easily pleased. This is exactly what James is saying. Sin offers momentary pleasure, but it leads to death. God offers lasting joy, but it requires trust and perseverance. So how do we overcome temptation? By recognizing its true source, not blaming others, not blaming God, but being honest about our own hearts. By remembering that God is the giver of all good things and we do not need to seek fulfillment outside of His will. By allowing God to transform our desires so that we long for Him more than we long for sin. This Lent, let us not only fast from food or distractions, but also from the false beliefs that tell us we need something other than God to be satisfied. The battle within us is real, but so is the grace that God provides. And when we persevere, trusting Him over our fleeting desires, we find the true crown of life. There are two questions for reflection. One, what are the desires in my heart that lead me toward temptation rather than toward God? Number two, how can I cultivate a deeper trust in God so that I do not seek fulfillment in sinful shortcuts? Now let me take our practical exercise for today. Take time to identify one recurring temptation in your life. Instead of just trying to resist it, ask yourself, what deeper desire is underneath this temptation? Then offer that desire to God in prayer and ask Him to satisfy it in His way. Father of light, you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. Help us to recognize the desires that lead us astray and to surrender them to you. Transform our hearts so that we long for you above all else. In times of trial, let us persevere and trust that your ways lead to life. Strengthen us in our weaknesses and lead us away from temptation. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.